Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Do you consider yourself to be a nice person? Overly agreeable? Ready to help others? These are beautiful qualities. But what happens when you think that those wonderful qualities that you admire and appreciate and that you like inside yourself are actually getting you in trouble when you're in a relationship? Hey, everybody, Susan Winter here. I'm continuing to read your questions and commentary. And if you have a question for me, go to susanwinter.net. Go to the contact page. There is a Q&A form. I am going to pull this aside so that I can read this note from Teresa. And Teresa says, "Wonderful Susan, what if my exes, while problematic, weren't the problem? What if it was my structural design pushing down my needs, prioritizing theirs, then growing resentful? What if I took being loving and being the good girl to extremes that benefited no one? And how do I show up authentically rather than manufactured moving forward? Bisu." Kisses. Wow. Oh, man, do I love this one. So everyone, just so you know, that's a me story. Yes, I'm that nice girl. I'm the Minnesota girl, not Minnesota fake nice, the nice, nice. And I was just telling people in my live show today that as I was driving out of my community, I saw a car with their flashers on, pulled over, and literally they could have walked to a neighbor's house. But I had to fight myself to not stop my car and pull over, like just in case they needed help. I mean, they didn't have the hood up or anything, but yeah, that's me. And if you're the nice person, you're the agreeable person, I know that you have a lot of resentment and you probably are not having your relationships the way you need them to be for you. So let me tell you what I've had to learn the hard way. And thankfully, I've learned from all of you, because your writing me these notes always reinforces the work that I have to do myself. And there are some very simple steps to get you to where you need to be, back to balance. I do not advocate you closing your heart and shutting down. That's what a lot of people do that don't want to really go through the transit of reconnecting with themselves. But let me tell you how you do it. Number one, if this is a dating situation, first thing I want you to do, stop. If you're out there looking and you're trying to readjust, don't readjust midstream. Give yourself a break. So do a one-month dating detox, slow your pace, and every day you got one goal for 1 month. What do I want? What do I need? That's the structure, okay? It will feel selfish. You will feel self-indulgent. You will feel vapid and shallow, I guarantee you. Go with it. Experience the discomfort of moving on the dial. Because for those of you who are over here, super nice, super agreeable, always trying to sort things out, the first one to mediate, the first one to help, you will always naturally attract your opposite, which is over here, selfish, willful, impatient, unforgiving, unappreciative, and you will do more and more and more and more to make them happy and make them pleased. And you're going to hate yourself in the process, and it's not going to be a good relationship, and you're going to be pulling in the wrong people. You have to adjust in the middle, okay? It will feel like you are selfish. I'm telling you, this is true. You'll feel selfish. Go with it. 1 month. Now, many of you might recall there was a book years ago in the 90s called The Artist's Way. I did every single exercise except a date by yourself. I did the writing, not a problem. I did everything I was supposed to do. Never got around to those, and I should have. I needed that way back then. Take yourself on a date. So one, stop the dating. Two, this is going to be about you. I want you to every day ask, what do I need? What do I want? And you're going to start slowly in your social circle, in family requests, neighbors, whatever. One, start to ask yourself, do I really want to go to that event? Do I really want to go to that party? Do I enjoy these people that are calling me? Do I really want to do this thing? Or am I just saying yes to be agreeable? I mean, you're the perfect person to work for a nonprofit or a charity. Believe me, if you put your foot into a charity, they're going to ask you over and over again. So make sure it's something you want to do. What about friends? When you get a call from somebody or you're willing to call somebody, don't just call somebody who's available. Who do you want to see? Who edifies your life? Now you are reinvesting in yourself. This muscle has to be built up, that you take care of yourself. Because if you believe that you need to take care of yourself and that other people need to do the same, then you have to apply that to your relationships. Everybody has to save themselves. We can assist our partner. We can be a great partner. We can be helpful, but we cannot do their inner work for them. And they can't do it for you. They can't fill that void. The void that you feel, that thing that's, I need. That's the you, not being there for you. So look at your social circle. Who's a Klingon? Who gives you really wonderful feelings? Who's valuable to you energetically, psychically, mentally, emotionally? Start to do some spring cleaning, your friendships and your commitments. When a commitment comes and you automatically want to say yes to please that person, I want you to take a moment, and it's going to be very hard. You have to write this down. I'm not sure. Can I get back to you on that? Now, you're going to have startled looks from the people around you because they're so used to you being willing to chip in and do everything, right? And you've got a busy schedule because your busy schedule is you're taking care of yourself. Another reason that stops you from really taking care of yourself and overworking to take care of them, underneath all of that, there's a part of you that believes you have to earn your place in their life, that you have to earn their love, that who you are in and of yourself is not enough. Now you notice, okay, they're not working so hard to earn your love, are they? As a matter of fact, they're doing nothing. And that's always the way it's been, right? And yet you show up being you. What if you were a little more like them? Not the parts you don't admire. Not the parts of their character that are impatient, demanding, controlling, manipulative. No, none of that. And none of the shutdown. The point is to stay open and alive and available to love, but to do it in balance. And if they are able to pull in somebody like you without earning your love in any way, without working at it, then why do you think you need to? What if just being yourself and being happy and comfortable with your life was enough? Radical. I know, radical. But those are some of the initial steps. Every single commitment that comes your way, if you don't want to go, say, I'm not sure I can make that. And I don't care if you stay home and watch TV or you clean a drawer, listen to a podcast, I don't care. What do you need to do for yourself today? Do you need to go to the gym? Do you need playtime? Do you need to just chill? Do you need to reconnect with your family? Where do you find your happiness? Where do you find your joy? So the quickest way out of this situation is designing a structure where day in and day out, you are listening to what you need and what you want. I have to admit, it's a challenge for me. I'm just on autopilot. And I tell this to a lot of people, I have to literally stop myself from helping. And I don't want to make the decision to shut down and be selfish. That I don't want. But I have to moderate my time and what I give to people. And you will come to a point that you learn where your balance is. And again, starting small. And things that aren't as dramatic as a relationship will help you. Times that don't work for you. Love to see you, yeah, but that time doesn't work, right? Because the person with the strongest intention is the person who will get what they want. The problem with people who are too agreeable is the intention is too loose. The intention is to please them. The intention is to have it be agreeable for everybody except you, right? So when somebody wants something and they're very willful about it, you're going to fall into place automatically to please them, to accommodate that. But that goes against what you want. So there, you will always be susceptible to following somebody else's lead on desire until you know what you want. Now, this is a fine line. Don't worry about the fact that you're going to be disagreeable or too precious with, I can't do this and I can't do that. You'll find your balance. It can be a little rough in the beginning. Sometimes you underdo, sometimes you overdo. But if you can take this month to just focus on these things, you will get the structure back in your life. And then, here's the amazing part. Instead of redoing the structure of the whole relationship, that's important, but you will find that automatically, when you have started to feed yourself and take care of yourself and give to yourself and nurture yourself, the people who needed so much for you, from you, who needed you to do all this stuff for them, right? The people you had to work so hard to keep their interest, they're not going to be the people coming into your life. You're going to be attracting an entirely different group of people who are also generous. And that should be one of your key filters, that you are only looking for people that are generous and kind-hearted, that are a similar match to you, that will not blow through your boundaries because they want something and you have to feel inconvenienced. You know, it's funny. I used to think every relationship required an upfront compromise to be in it. Like I'd have to obviously give up things I wanted in order to be there for them. I mean, I'm being honest. Believe me, I've been here. So the big aha is that, no, that leaves me not only disempowered, but it doesn't leave me very interesting as a person. I'm always too malleable. It's great to be mutable, but you can't be so fluid that you have no center. So in this process of this wonderful 30 days that you give yourself, you'll be discovering a lot of things and you'll feel uncomfortable saying no or saying, let me think about it. Stick with it, because you'll never know what to say yes to until you know when to say no. And if you need help sorting it out, chat me up. Go to susanwinter.net, get a consultation. Don't suffer in silence and don't make it harder for yourself. One and done, just book it and let's get through this, the exact steps you need to take. And then you will see this magical transformation in your life. Not only will you be pulling in other people that are so great, but you'll be taking care of yourself and it just keeps getting bigger and better. You're not going to feel resentful because you're not giving away things you really want in the process of loving. We don't need to lose ourselves to love somebody else. And somebody who really loves us would never ask that of us. And if you haven't already subscribed to this channel and you like this messaging, please do so. Click on the little bell to let you know that I have a new episode or a new video coming forward, and take a look at the Susan Winter podcast. The Susan Winter Show is streaming on all platforms, and there I answer more questions from my readers, and that's the contact page at susanwinter.net. There's a little box at the bottom where I just read off numerous questions one at a time. So that's ongoing and different material than you will see here. Thank you for your wonderful questions. And yes, recalibrating ourselves is the ultimate romantic structure that we need to have if we are too loving, too giving, too generous to our own defeat, and therefore not in a position to love and partner from a solid, stabilized sense of self where we are stronger. And then we have the choice, because we want to give, not we feel that we have to give. It eliminates all the resentment. So I wish all of you this wonderful journey on discovering who you are and what you want. Don't be afraid of the transit. Don't be afraid that you're going to be alone forever. Don't be afraid that, oh my God, they're going to leave me if I start to have my own needs and wants. Maybe the best day of your life. Or you may find out that when you start to know what you want and need, miracles happen and they give it to you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. Thank you, everyone. Happy dating.